Today on City Watch, I'm glad that one of my guests is going to be here today is Ann Eisenman from basically Clinton Community College and the Paul B. Scherer Foundation, but also she is the lead on the Bicklehop Arboretum, what are we going to call it, Education and Event Center. And it's the renovation and updating and all that. And Ann, I'm just going to give it to you, and we can start talking for about 10 hours, but we're limited here, so
okay,
make it quick.
We could talk for 10 hours, so you don't want to get me started. First of all, thank you for having me today, Greg. It's really exciting, the Bicklehop Arboretum Education and Event Center. Education through nature was the mission of Bob and Frances Bicklehop,
right.
And that is the legacy that we have here in our community. It was 1955 that they built their homestead on the 15 acres of land that we now call the Bicklehop Arboretum. But it was 1970, after the Dutch Elm disease, that they had actually started the Arboretum, and that was a gift back to the community in response to the Dutch Elm disease that
right.
was killing so many trees. And they invited the community to come to their 15 acres of beautiful sculpted land with specimens, specific tree choices that are for this area. And they invited people to come from dawn to dusk, 365 days of the year. So the gift that they gave to us starting in 1970, and here we are 55 years later. It's just really incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, you know, for me is that, you know, my time, you know, volunteering at the Arboretum with No Child Left Inside and the EnviroKids is just walking around on the grounds all the time. And that is what is kind of now taking shape out there with what is being added to the grounds.
Absolutely. So we have some unique features that are added to the grounds. So let's step back a minute. In 2014, the Bicklehops donated the Arboretum to the college and to the Paul B. Scherer Foundation.
Right.
And when they donated that to us, we knew the cost of running an Arboretum. I always tease that trees don't pay for themselves. And so we had some excellent funding that was a gift that was used to be able to fund the Arboretum. But then at some point in time, markets change and costs increase. And so we needed to create a revenue-generating source at the Arboretum. Again, education is what we do first. And so we do have an education center. But we also have an event center that we've created. And the event center is there to be able to have events such as continuing education and credit programming for Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, but also to be able to have community events that people will want to host events there and to be able to fund, again, the rest of the Arboretum. And so that has come into fruition. Now we're just about done. It's really an incredible place, and there's some really unique features of it. Would you like me to share with you?
Oh, definitely.
Well, when you park in the parking lot, you're going to see beautiful pavers that are an ombre pattern. They're really amazing. But what's really amazing is underneath those pavers, and we have a whole system in place. It's a permeable paver structure, and the pavers are on the top layer, but there's different layers of rock underneath the ground and then going down to eventually a retention cell that water will filter through, and it'll go into the storm sewer, eventually into the Mississippi River, with the goal of eliminating the silt that would go and pollute the river.
And this is exactly the same type of thing that we have down in front of Riverview Pool. That we have
and in Lyons.
Up in Lyons, mm-hmm. that we have in front of the stadium in the parking lot there.
Yes.
Almost the exact same
exact.
Thing.
Exact. And we got a grant from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. I'll give a shout out to Amy Bauska. She's our urban conservationist that we worked with. And she'll be here next week for our ribbon cutting. So that'll be a lot of fun. So that's one piece. When you walk up, again, that's the parking lot, the sidewalk. There's a bioretention cell with native plants in it. And those plants do the same filtration process. Just without bricks and pavers, they do it through their filtration system, through their root system. So that's the first piece. And then you're going to walk into the education center, which is the lower level, and you're going to see an animal experience. And McCullough Creative out of Dubuque was the curator who put together this animal experience using the taxidermy animals that had been collected by the Bicklehops for many years. All of those that were collected, nobody specifically shot or killed any animals for that collection. They were given to them in and donated to them. But what's really special about the animal experience besides the animals is that the backdrop is a 57 linear foot Gabby Torres mural.
Yes.
And we're always excited to have Gabby as part of the things that we do. Yep. Can I keep going along
in
the building?
Yeah.
Okay. And then as you get further into the building, you're going to go to the blown glass art installation. That's in our event center. And Hot Glass out of Davenport, Iowa, are the artists, Logan and Joel Reiser out of Davenport. And they were the ones that created this exquisite, colorful collection of blown glass pieces. There's hundreds of pieces in there. It sits in the cavity that used to be the swimming pool. Well, we filled it to about 3 foot. We have a grid system there, a steel grid system, and then glass tiles, 3-inch thick glass tiles over this amazing blown glass art. You have to see it. I can explain it, but you have to see it. And everything in the Arboretum we did is accessible. And so not only would you get into the building through the lower level, the animal experience, but you could also walk up the deck on the ramp that goes up to our deck and our beautiful deck that overlooks the Arboretum seats 110 people.
Cool.
So that's really amazing.
That's gonna be neat.
And then, and again, you've got to come out because we just can't describe this one-of-a-kind art installation. It's really incredible. And then, of course, our last piece is we're very excited about the unveiling of our Thomas Dambo trolls. It's Ari Lorenz. I've got to give her credit. I keep saying she's the reason for the troll season here in Clinton. Ari was relentless in pursuing Thomas Dambo and his team, and they listened, and they contacted us back, and we have trolls coming at the Sawmill Museum as well as the middle of town, and then also at the Bicklehopped Arboretum. We've already seen hundreds of visitors that have been out in a week. Hundreds
just
of people
a week.
From out of town, from in town and out of town. So we'll be tracking to see where those folks are coming from, and it's really exciting for our community. We just encourage people to welcome these guests and visitors and to tell them what's so great about Clinton and the region. And so they'll stop and eat here and fill their gas tanks and stay overnight and be part of our community.
So in just the seconds we have left, what else we got to talk about?
Oh, there's so much to talk about. Greg, have me back another time, and we can talk about all the things that Clinton Community College offers in
definitely.
Our community.
And what we should do is have you come back just before you retire so we can talk about how you're going to leave things and what's going to be coming up on the horizon.
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
The future is very bright.
Yes, very bright. Well, thank you very much. Until next time, this has been Greg Oberon with City Watch.